Dharma Talks by Moghik Sayadaw, the 15th of October 1962. Staying with the truly reliable Dharma. This was the last talk of Sayadaw because he passed away on the 17th of October. Actually, he had to give a talk on that day, October 17th, for the Kathina robe offering ceremony. Also, it was unnecessary for the lay supporters who offered the robes and requisites because he had given a talk for them on the 11th as a preliminary offering for the family members together with the yogis practicing there, creating a situation for them to concentrate what they were doing. But he couldn't make it again on the 17th for the general lay supporters. Closing square bracket. With the contemplation of Bhavana by teaching and listening at the same time, all of them were gaining liberations, Kimaka and the 60 monks were becoming arahants. It referred to the Kimaka Sutta of Samyutta Nikaya here. If I am asking all of you where you are coming from, your answer could be, I don't know. Dharma sent you here, to the human existence. Dharmas are parents, so you have to follow its arrangements. Therefore, is it possible without it? You don't know at all where you are coming from. Sent by Dharmas, you all arrived here. Therefore, there are only Dharmas have to rely on. After enlightenment, the Buddha thought, why I became a Buddha? If there is anyone excels me in sila, samadhi, and panna, I'll take refuge and worship him. Therefore, he looked for that being in the 31 realms of existence. But he couldn't find anyone excelled him in sila, samadhi, and panna. With Dharma he became a Buddha. So he took refuge in the Dharma. Sent by Dharma, you arrived here. After that, you will be sent by Dharma to somewhere. If I am asking you, do you prefer to be sent by one dana, or two sila, or three samadhi, or four vipassana, or five unwholesome dharmas? Therefore, there are five questions. Unwholesome dharmas send you to woeful planes of existence. Nobody wants to go there. Dana sends you to human and heavenly worlds. These are the places with the dangers of aging, sickness and death. Sila is also the same. Samadhi sends you to the worlds of 20 types of Brahma gods, with the useless long life. With the long life of Dukkha because carry Dukkha Sakka with them. Vipassana Dharma sends you to Nibbana, the ending of Dukkha. Before you were confused and sent by unwholesome dharmas. You had been to human and heavenly worlds for many times. In the end met with aging, sickness, and death, sorrow and lamentation. With sila is in the same way. If you want to go to a place without dukkha, then practice hard in vipassana. And will arrive to the path knowledge. Except nibbana, it'll send you to nowhere. Send you to be free from three vatas, i.e., kalesa, kama, and vipaka vatas. Before not knowing the truth and sent by dharmas without any choices and arrived randomly to everywhere. Some are sent by dharmas to the hells. Some are sent by dharma to heavenly worlds and after that, fell down from there in ugly ways, for example, the 500 celestial nymphs of Subrahma Devata. In the Brahma worlds are also the same. In the Dharmapada stories, the Buddha mentioned about a sow he met during alms round. She was a Brahma god before. After died and born as human being. And after died as human being and born as a sow. By knowing the truth and don't want to go anywhere. I have talked on Sakka Dharma and let you know how to make the choices. I want to say you all for looking the truly reliable dharmas. Not knowing the truth and don't know how to look for it. Don't let kamas making the arrangements. But let Nana do it. Kamic arrangements are 31 realms of existence. Nana arrangement is transcending them. Nana also has 5 kinds. 1 Kamasakata Nana, do good and has good results. Don't follow it. I do it and I get it, so it has wrong views with it. It sends beings to higher planes and afterwards pulls them down again. Sayadaw gave the simile of a bird hit with a poison arrow. It flies up to some distance and falls down again after the poison spreading out in the body. Subrama Deva's story was a good example. 2 Nama Rupa Paragaha Nana, discernment of mind and matter. Also don't rely on it. Why? It's a color sotapanna and free from a payaboom only for one life. 3 Pakaya Paraga Nana, discernment of the conditions of mind and matter, knowledge of knowing the D.A. process, freeing from a payaboom only for one life. So it's not a happy dying. 4 Vipassana Nana, knowledge of knowing impermanence. Don't be satisfied with it. Have to take rebirth in the second life. 5 Therefore, the best way is practicing for the cessation of all dukkha. Don't be satisfied with only one cessation, but 4 times of cessations. These are the 4 path knowledges. Among the 5 knowledges, the path knowledge is the best one. There is no other truly reliable thing except the path knowledge, because there is no dukkha. You never heard it before in your whole life. People never had been analyzed that much, mostly talking about one kind of merits only. Yu Ong Zan Wei and Yu Than Mong, we are getting old now. You all have to practice hard with the thought of in the future this sasana will not exist. Both laymen were a little older than Sayadaw and met him in his last year of life. Here mentioned this sasana, teaching, will not exist had double meanings. One referred to the teaching of the Buddha, and the other Sayadaw's talks. Here was referring to his teaching. Next 2 days he would lay down his burdened candor. This was a hinting to his passing away soon. Mohammedan, in Burmese refers to Islamic faith, is Sasata view, eternalism. Communism is Akeda view, annihilationism. Even they don't have the first and second knowledges, have faith in laws of Kama and the knowledge of the 5 khandhas. In the world, only these views exist and the world was overwhelmed by them. They rely on weaponry and wealth to converting people. At that time, it was like a prediction for the future. Even not including us, next generation will follow them. Our Dharma, Buddha Dharma, have to walk between Sasata and Akeda views only if you discern impermanence and in the middle way. Arising left pointing arrow Nibbana right pointing arrow passing away. Sasata left pointing arrow middle way right pointing arrow Akeda. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. 1st to the 2nd of September 1961. On Vipassana Bhavana. T1. Where does the Khanda come from? It has the cause. It comes from Tanha, craving. With an object, tanha, craving, can arise. It has a lot of objects. There are 6 types of objects, form, sound, mind objects. From the affection, craving tanha arises. The most affectionate thing for oneself is our own khandhas. With affection to oneself and we get the khandhas. With the khandhas, we have aging, sickness and death. In Vipassana contemplation, we have to contemplate our most beloved khandhas. Use the 4 satipatthana in the Vipassana contemplation. Kaya, Vedana, Citta, and Dharma all are in the khandhas. No need to contemplate all of them. I'll show you only with the mind. with the contemplation of mind, the other three also included. I'll talk about the contemplation. We have the identity view of my mind minus Sakaya Ditthi. There are more wrong views on the mind than others, khandhas. Wanting to become a Sotapanna, first contemplate the mind. This is to cut off Ditthi. The Buddha said we took the mind as mine. So we attach to it with wrong view and craving. Therefore, we get the khandhas with aging, sickness, and death. It was like an alcoholic drink mixed with poison. We didn't know it and drank it with affection and had to die. The Buddha taught us to contemplate the mind as impermanent, suffering, not self, disease and danger. The Buddha taught different ways. Contemplate anicca, impermanent, also fulfill the task. If you don't contemplate and taking it as permanent, bliss, self, healthy, and safety, will have affection for it. With affection you get the khandha and encounter the dangers of aging, sickness, and death. How many types of mind? You have to note it down carefully because you will go back. These lay people were new yogis and came to practice under Sayadaw's guidance from Lower Burma. There are not many minds. One seeing, consciousness, two hearing, three smelling, four tasting, five on the body is unpleasant consciousness. Such as itches, pains and aches, etc. Six on the body is pleasant consciousness. These are six external guest minds, arising at the external. Internally, one greed, two hatred, three deluded mind, four non-greed, want to give, five non-hatred, love, compassion. These arise at internal. So there are five internal guest minds. Amoha is non-delusion, so not including here. This is the contemplative mind. There are two host minds, breathing in mind and breathing out mind. Don't take the physical air. Take the mind, wanting to breathe in and breathe out minds. This is Sittanupassana, contemplation of minds and can't take the air element. Amoha, non-delusion is not only one, but has five factors. 1 right view, 2 right thought, 3 right mindfulness, 4 right effort, 5 right samadhi. These are the five path factors, magans. If seeing, hearing, etc. arising, contemplate its impermanence. Contemplate as anicca. Contemplate whatever is arising. On the whole body, it'll arise anywhere. Sometimes minds of greed, anger, and restlessness arise. Whatever arising is only one. Contemplate them with the five magans, i.e., amoha. With the contemplation, and they become magans. That's what it means, you get the magans. For example, greed arises and you observe. And then it's not there. It's impermanent. Two minds can't arise at the same moment. Greed is not there anymore when the observing mind comes in. The contemplative mind is magga. Impermanence and magga, anicca, magga, have to be in line, one after another and not let other kalesa come in between them. At the time of arising, contemplate it. If nothing arises, just contemplate the host minds, minds of in and out breaths. If anicca, magga are in line, the I-ness, identity view, does not come in between them. Without the contemplation of the arising Dharma, Tanha and Ditthi will follow behind it. With him, you will get khandha. With the five khandhas, aging and death follow. It's cutting off Tanha, aging, and death with the contemplation. The contemplative mind can be called a moha or right view. With the contemplation, Tanha and Ditthi die away. No khandha arises when clinging with Tanha, and wrong view, Ditthi Upadana, die away. It's impossible not to do the practice. If you don't have foods to eat, never mind. But you must do the practice. Right view and right thought are vipassana. Sati, viriya and samadhi are samatha. So it's the contemplation with samatha and vipassana. Knowing the arising is sati. You know it because you have samadhi. You are making effort that you know it. Therefore, it includes samatha. Knowing as these dharmas are unstable. This is panna knows it. Sending sati and panna towards anicca is samatha, vipassana. Don't establish samatha separately. The Buddha taught three ways. 1. Samatha the first and follow with vipassana, 2. Vipassana first and follow with samatha, and 3. Samatha and vipassana together. Now I teach you samatha and vipassana together. Why is that? The others are practicing separately and it takes longer time. Your lifespan is short. So it is good to combine together. If knowing the every arising dharma, samadhi knows it. If knowing the every passing away dharma, vipassana knows it. Therefore, with the knowing of impermanence, they are together. By seeing the arising dharma and akedha view dies away. By seeing the passing away dharma, sasata view dies away. By seeing both of them, sakkaya view dies away. By seeing both of them, know that it's not me and not mine. So identity view dies away. 3 wrong views fall away. With ditthi and tanha die and cutting off samsara. This magga is cutting it off. The cessation of tanha and kanda is nibbana. The cessation of aging and death is nibbana. In the contemplation, anicca and magga have to be in line. Don't let other dharmas come in between. Don't let greed, hatred, etc. come in. If they come in, can't realize nibbana in 7 days. Without then, even practice in the morning, and can realize it in the evening. These were mentioned in the Satipatthana Sutta. If discerning of impermanence and you have 3 wholesome roots, tihetuka person, and will realize nibbana in this life. There are 10 kinds of kalesas, greed, hard, delusion, conceit, wrong views, doubt, sloth, restlessness, shamelessness, fearlessness of wrongdoing. If you can practice anicca, magga in line, none of them can come in. Increase your effort. In this way of practice in the morning, and realize it in the evening. These were taught by the Buddha. If you are sharp in knowledge, nana, you will make it. If it's weak, it takes 7 days. And if very weak, it takes longer. It depends on your nana. After knowing the way of practice, it's important not let kalesa come in. Increasing your sati, samadhi, viriya, and it cannot come in. If you discern impermanence, the first stage is successful. And continue the contemplation. Impermanence is one's own death. After some time, become disenchantment. With disenchantment develop to the second stage. You don't need to ask someone about it. You all have to go back, so I'll explain you to the end of process. Even you are disenchanting with the process and must continue with contemplation. Even not wanting, just try to do it. And will develop to the third stage. You see them as dukkha sakkha in your knowledge. This is developing to the third stage. All will disappear if you know them thoroughly as dukkha sakkha. This is the knowledge of seeing nibbana. The 8 path factors are completed. All the sankhara dharmas cease. Nana is seeing the cessation of sankhara. The cessation of sankhara means kanda disappears. And become a sotapanna. After that fruition knowledge arises. After come reviewing knowledge. The root of wrong views disappears and no more candors to woeful plains. You realize the first Nibbana. Return to the 13 objects of contemplation if you want to realize the second Nibbana. And we'll see impermanence, their disenchantment and ending. The higher path knowledge is also in this way. No other special Dharma for it. T2. The Buddha taught two knowledges. Insight knowledge, Vipassana Nana, and path knowledge, Magga Nana. Except seeing the impermanence of the five khandhas, inside knowledge does not see other things. Inside knowledge has the five path factors. As knowledge it's only one. That's right view. During discerning of impermanence, the other four factors are also including. Vipassana Nana observes the khandha and not see other things and only seeing the arising and passing away. Go and ask the practicing yogi. He'll answer you as seeing the arising and passing away. Not seeing of mind, feeling, etc. Only seeing the arising and passing away. Then can decide as you get the insight knowledge. Seeing arising and passing away dharmas and in this life will get the liberation. The only existence is only that. Body, feeling, etc. Only exist as names. If you see this, you have right view. Whereas if not seeing this, you have not arrived here yet. Inside knowledge is seeing svekara and anicca n, conditioned phenomenon and impermanent. The lower knowledge sees the five khandhas. Therefore, they are quite different. Seeing the body, feeling, etc. are lower knowledge. It's nama rupaparigraha nana, discernment of mind and matter. In the Nidanavagga Samyutta, the Buddha taught Susima only two knowledges for realization of Nibbana. These were insight knowledge and path knowledge. It needs to explain for clearer. How do the yogis see it? If seeing impermanence, it's insight knowledge. Don't be in confusion with knowledge of rise and fall, knowledge of dissolution, etc. Combine all of these knowledge is insight knowledge. With short life span and for the realization of Nibbana, just try for these two knowledges. Vipassana Nana is the forerunner knowledge to Nibbana. It's clearing away kilesas before. Nibbana exists, but not seeing is the cause of kilesas. Nibbana always exists to someone with the practice. Why can't we see it? It's covering up by kilesas. If you say you are contemplating but still can't see it yet. It is still covered with kilesas if the impermanence of sankhara can't be seen with contemplation. The khandha is piling up with impermanence. Doesn't it exist because you can't see it or because it is covered with kilesas? It's the cause of being covered with them. Vipassana Nana is clearing up for these things. The Buddha taught the five khandhas were anicca dharmas. This was by someone who discerned it. Ignorance, greed, hatred, and delusion, all these dharmas are covering it. To show an example, the moon always exists and not seeing is hidden by clouds. You have to blow it away with Vipassana Nana. It's like this simile. If discern it slowly, your kilesa is thick. Practice with the four supreme efforts minus samapadhana, kilesas being blown away and you will see impermanence, the same as the four right efforts. When is the inside knowledge coming to an end? If the impermanences are disgusting and disenchanting to you, it's still inside knowledge. See them as dukkha sakka and it'll end. It can't be ended with your desire. If it's coming to an end, impermanences are disappeared. It meets with the path knowledge. Here is completion with the eight path factors. Not seeing impermanences, instead see Nibbana without them. Vipassana nanas change into path knowledge. Vipassana nanas open the Kalesa cover. Path knowledge opens the Sankata Anicca cover. These points are quite important. And then you'll see Nibbana. These are important for yogis. Even can open the Kalesa cover is quite good now. This is the most important point for yogis. By opening the Kalesa cover and meet with Anicca. Again, Anicca covers Nibbana. Therefore, have to practice and make Vipassana nana become maturity. When the path knowledge arises, the Anicca cover is opened and you'll meet with Asankata. Only have these knowledges. Do you satisfy with it? Firstly, it's important to see impermanence. With the opening of Kalesa cover and we'll see impermanence. Therefore, samadhi is important. And again the cover of impermanence is opened and we'll see Asankata, Nibbana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. 21st and the 22nd of September 1961. Wrong view on Kama. If you can contemplate the five khandhas as these are not me, not I am and not mine, craving, conceit and wrong views will fall away. And if you discern impermanence, there is no, I am, or, mine, to be found. The Buddha in the Dhammapada and other suttas taught us as kamma actions, were following like a shadow, wholesome actions as a shadow, and unwholesome actions as a cart following the ox. Therefore, we had to rely on kammas like father and mother. So most Buddhists are thinking that kamma not perish. Influenced by craving for becoming bhava, tanha, when someone hears the five khandhas are not self and rely on kamma as stable, in the Panama Sutta, a monk was listening to the Buddha's teaching on anatta and thought like this. If the Buddha taught people directly as kamma was impermanent and they would take it as without result. Therefore, he taught them with similes as it followed like a shadow, etc. Kamma is also impermanent, dukkha and anatta. Its volition minus satana. Satana is sankharakanda, aggregate of volitional formation. It's arising and passing away, so it can't follow. If you take it as following you, it becomes eternal view, sasata ditthi. The monk in the sutta had bhava minus tanha, craving for becoming. And when the Buddha said the khandhas were not self and became fear of without an experience. So he took kamma as self, atta, because he didn't appreciate anatta. Therefore, Buddhists have sasata view on kamma. There is the kamic energy or power leaving behind for the result, but it can't follow. Therefore, the Buddha had to talk about its result. Taking the simile as directly will misinterpret the Buddha. It becomes wrong view if we don't know how to teach and also interpret it. These two ways of teaching can be found in the Anguttara Nikaya. If don't know how to interpret it and the preacher has wrong view first and later the listeners. Therefore, giving talks are not easy. Taking kamma with wrong view is not a small matter. The whole country has this view. Taking the Kamasakata nana with wrong view. This knowledge can't dispel wrong view. For an example, I do it so I get it. But it becomes arcada view if taking kamma as fruitless or no result. For this reason, the Buddha taught it with similes. The reason for it can't follow is, after death the conscious mind and body cease here. Because of the kamic energy, next mind and body arise. The mind and body are neither the same one nor a different one. But they have cause and effect connection. From here, this side, not a piece of it follow there, the other side. The old one ceases and the new one arises. I have to talk about this because everyone makes mistake with this matter. Sayadaw retold the Panama Sutter on the view of Kama. Why we get the Khandas again? Because of the wanting mind we get back the Khandas. You don't get it if you don't want. Volition, Kama was permanent, Nika. Except volition all others were impermanent, Anika. The monk in the sutta took it this way. This is called Ekaka Sasata Ditthi. Partly eternity and partly non-eternity view. The Buddha said someone couldn't realize Nibbana if he had one of the wrong views. Because his mind is not clear and confused. I don't want to speak about the views of Christians and Mohammedans, Muslims. This is the wrong view of Buddhists. A black spot on a white sheet. It's like a shadow following a person. The five khandhas of human being are mind and matter. And the shadow is kama. The shadow is permanent. Contemplate volition as impermanence and tana dies. Satana, volition, is including in the sabbe dharma anatta. All dharma are not self. Again, kama not follows a being and it falls into akkheda ditthi. Have to understand the sutta teaching as indirect way and to understand directly is the Abhidhamma teachings. It's anantarapakayo, proximity condition. Between the cause and effect, no other things exist. This side is kama and the other side is result. This side of kama has ceased here, giving the same kamic result of the kama on the other side. It's not following to the other side, but giving the same kamic result. If you know kama is not following to the other side, and sasata view dies away. Again, knowing as giving the same result on that side, and akkheda view dies away. In this way, two wrong views fall away. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 4th of October 1961. The source of great sufferings. The Buddha urged us to destroy the source of hell root, the identity view minus Sakkaya Ditthi. Many types of mind arise with conditions. We take them as my mind. Whatever of the arising mind, don't take it as I making. Desiring to eat something arises is a type of mind arises. Desiring to sleep arises is a type of mind arises, etc. Whatever state of mind arises, making note of them as in the same way if you know them as arising with their own matters. And it becomes evidence that these are not me and not mine. It's the most important for the me and the mind to fall away. If the me falls away, wrong view, ditthi is falling away. If mind falls away, the craving minus tanha is falling away. If you ask, how we do it? Every time mind arises, you must know it as not me, but only mind arises by conditions. If you know every mind arises, wrong view falls off. What I am saying now is easy. With yourself and you forget it, not knowing or lost mindfulness when it arises. When the desire to sleep arises, it becomes I want to sleep. Don't mix with the me. Simply know it as a sleepy mind arises. If you mix it up, it become wrong view. In you only one mind after one mind is arising. If you know them as such, it becomes insight for dispelling wrong view. This is not the insight of Anicca and Dukkha, but a person or a being disappears. I'll dispel your doubt later. Now it's still in the stage of dispelling the identity view. It still needs to dispel eternal view and view of annihilation. Note these points carefully. Only a Buddha had arisen into this world and had the chances to hear about it. Except a Buddha, nobody can teach them. So, wrong views are very deep-rooted in every living being. Therefore, The Buddha said the permanent homes of living beings were the woeful planes. If you are making something which is not me as me and it'll connect things. How does it connect? You are making other things as my son, my wife, etc. The disease of wrong views will develop. You are thinking the arising phenomenon is me and the other thing is mine. Note them seriously. Because of this, killing father and mother, cheating and deceiving others and people's belongings, etc. And all unwholesome dharmas develop from wrong views. So we have to destroy them first. It's true as the source of hells. I am worrying all of you will fall into hells and helping you to cut off this route. After craving to eat tanha arises, the big tanha of clinging arises as I can't control without it. There are two kinds of tanha, tanha of thinking and clinging. After that, it's the task effort, kama. These three things exist everywhere, i.e., without contemplation. 1. Tanha pakaya, 2. Upadana pakaya, 3. Kama bhava pakaya jati. Pakaya means condition. Without any condition, nothing can arise. I am explaining clearly. These three points are main factors. Have to remember these three points. From all the six senses doors, these three points are in line. Pakaya means the cause condition. The result is without break. In the process of tanha pakaya upadana, after tanha ceases, upadana arises. Why tanha has to cease? Pakaya is the cause and which cause? The cause of the dharma which has ceased before, here is tanha. With the condition of tanha, upadana arises. After tanha has ceased, leaves the cause of condition behind. So tanha has ceased but let upadana arises. This is nothing do with reciting by heart of the text. Tanha has the cause. It has the cause to let upadana arises. Isn't arising automatically. All our mind's processes are going on like this, by the front causes. The front cause and the after result have connection. In this way, it's free from arcade view. Cause and effect are not annihilated. Arcade means annihilated. You may think with the contemplation of anicca, dukkha and anatta, it will realize nibbana. If hindered by this wrong view can't realize it. After clearing it away, will realize it. And if not, you could not realize it. In the time of the Buddha, some monks couldn't realize nibbana without clearing away these views and practicing because it was hindered by wrong views. Even though tanha has ceased, leaving the power behind and the result of upadana arises. From the time of you know these things, not go to painful birth, according to some of Sayadaw's talks only for next one or two lives. Especially for his lay followers listen to his talks every day. This is not a small power. You are free from identity and eternal views if you discern the passing away dharma, i.e., impermanent. Although tanha has passed away and seeing upadana arises and free from arcade view. Every time knowing the arising dharma and free from sakkaya ditthi. 1. Every time knowing the passing away dharma and free from sasata ditthi. 2. Every time knowing the continuous dharma and free from arcade ditthi. 3. So every time seeing impermanence free from three wrong views, 1, 2, 3. I'll continue to talk about it if you are not clear because it's the seed of hell. It's not kama which sends you there. Ditthi, wrong view, sends you there, taking tanha as me, upadana as me, and kama as me. There is no me, but you take it as me and falling into there, hells. But you are thinking that unwholesome dharmas send beings there. It's by the order of wrong views. Kama can't do anything after Dithi is destroyed. Sayadaw gave the simile of the judge, Dithi, and the executioner, Kama. Therefore, Dithi is more fearful than Kama. But you all are afraid of Kama. In the suttas, the Buddha said that freedom from the painful destinations, Appayaboom, was abandoning of Dithi and doubt. He did not mention the abandoning of Kama, but you all are talking as by Kama. Identity view itself cannot send beings to painful births. But it is the source of all wrong views to arise. With wrong views being are easier to create unwholesome actions which can send beings to painful births.